Well, good morning, everybody. Once again, we're back on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmiston and Nelsa Cox, hour number two this morning. We always have a good time, and the hours go quickly. You're welcome to call us at 919-860-9783. Out of town, 1-800-662-7979. Monica Wood will join us just after the 10 o'clock news. This morning here on WPTF, manager of the Farmers Market in Raleigh, and it's a big time for them. Rufus, I you live out that way. They've had a lot of folks, I'm sure, in the last few days spending a plenty of time at the market buying stuff.
Absolutely. I dropped by there and got my little potatoes, little russet. Boilers.
Yeah, Nelsa was nice enough to bring us some broccoli last week. And
phenomenal broccoli.
You made a stir fry.
Stir fry, yes.
That sounded good.
You aren't turning into a vegetarian, are you?
Not totally, no. I had to have I'll confess to you, last night I ate two hot dogs. And of course I had
a partridge in a pear tree. Huh?
Yes. They have a veggie hot dog. But I'm not willing to try that yet.
Well, what did
but
Linda
I've told
have?
Her they're pretty good.
What did Linda have?
Oh, totally vegetarian.
I know, but what did she have when you had your hot dogs?
Oh, she had pimento cheese.
Okay.
Pimento cheese. Hummus. That's the nearest nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, you can make that taste like anything you want to.
Yeah. Like lemon, garlic, yeah. Everything.
Well, I'll tell you, that you go to the Middle East... And to go to Israel or wherever, and you see a lot of hummus,
that, chickpeas,
hummus, yeah. You see a lot of that stuff. And
I went visiting over in Israel about 40 years ago, and I got back and crawled as fast as I could crawl to the hamburger joint at the New York airport because I had eaten all that hummus I could eat, all the cheese I could eat, and it was very binding. Bless be the tie that binds. Oh, my goodness. I have never been so glad to be on American soil. And the next time I went to Israel, by the way, I took some beef jerky to carry along in my pockets.
Some nabs.
Yeah, and nabs.
There were 15 dogs following him down the street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't
do that now. You can't carry it through customs.
No, you can't.
No.
Boy, what are you doing with this beef jerky?
Well, I remember a man named Ron Goodman. I called him up and I said, "Look, Ron, I need to take some jerky with me to Israel." He said, "I'll give you all you want." He was running the plant down here on Jones Sausage Road.
Oh, yeah.
And I shared beef jerky with all of my compatriots from the different attorney general's offices. Got to visit Israel four times in my career.
It's an extraordinary place.
Yes.
Just extraordinary.
And one of the greatest things was the on the hilltop, Mike, is it where the Israelis held out for a long, long time. Is it Masada?
Masada.
Masada.
Yeah, it's on the Dead Sea.
Right. And I got up there, and there was something something called the Watergate. And it was an actual gate with called Watergate.
And I thought, I mean, they had all the trappings up there one time. So, I mean, there was a temple.
Self-existing. And they stayed there and committed suicide before they allowed the Romans to take them.
Yes, it's unbelievable. And quite a view of the Dead Sea and Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
And the mountains there where a lot of things took place around the Dead Sea.
Well, you can forget this business about floating in Dead Sea. I got in there and tried to float and went straight down.
Well, I did not get into that. Some people put on bathing suits and went, but it was cold to me.
Yeah.
So I did not. I just watched. Melissa got in, and she floated. But she floats in a pool. So I don't know.
Oh my!
But it's
extraordinary. Israel is quite an agricultural land where there's irrigation.
Well, that's why the Jordan River is just a trickle now.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the water that's being taken out of it, but it's really extraordinary, and the food, the food is good and good for you. Let's face it. So
lots of
Things are different from 45 years ago when I was there.
I don't know
if you're out on one of those kibbutzes.
I didn't go to one of those.
You ate what they had, which was
bread and olive oil
and some kind of hummus.
We spent the night on the Sea of Galilee in Jerusalem, in Bethlehem. We spent a night and places like that. So that was
a moving experience. I don't know what it's like.
Extraordinary.
I haven't been in 20 years.
Extraordinarily moving. So
But now, the one disappointing thing though is the Jordan River. I remember one time.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's just not.
Governor Jim Hunt and I were sitting there, and we took our shoes off.
Where Jesus was baptized there.
And it was just like a little creek back home. And I said, this ain't much of a river. He said, it could be bigger.
Yeah,
but I remember sitting there with Governor Hunt with our shoes off and stuck our feet in the Jordan River. And it was about as wide as from here to the door over there.
Yeah, and there was a temple on the other side. I mean, that was Jordan on the other side.
Yeah.
But you could have thrown a rock over there. But I think everybody took some of the water, saved some of the water, and took it home. But I don't know, extraordinary place, and the food's not bad. But I don't know if I could get used to it or not.
Well, thank goodness we don't have to.
Yeah.
Nelson, is my memory serving me right? You weren't here for the O'Kale tasting, were you?
I was a week late.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry you weren't here. Paul McKenzie was here for that.
Yeah. But it sounded good.
Gary Stevenson.
Well, it was edible.
I didn't think it was bad.
I'm proud of you.
The texture is not to my liking, but the flavor was good.
Yeah. A very, very unique flavor.
Beef broth and some hot pepper flakes, but it wasn't too hot. And the kale, in a wok. Mm-hmm. Gary Stevenson, the chief meteorologist at Spectrum News, dropped by. He's going to be with us at the farmer's market, by the way.
Yeah, good. He's a sharp guy.
And you got Amanda.
You have to. That's right. Miss Amanda's going to be with us from Lee County. Yeah, you have to be pretty sharp to be a meteorologist. I mean, all it is math. That's about all they take is math.
Oh, Lord.
I know.
That's scary right in itself.
It might as well be engineers. Throw in a little thermodynamics or something like that. So, sharp people. It's a tough business, though. It's hard to predict the weather scientifically when you're dealing with Mother Nature. 919-860-9783, 919-860-WPTF. Nelsa, what's blooming at the beach or the farm? Now, we haven't talked about all, how many containers do y'all have at the farm?
Well, I will answer that question second because there's a lot.
Decorative containers.
But, so at Oak Island, playing this par three golf course, there are lots of osmanthus fragrance. So it's wonderful to you know, we always walk the course. So just to get that whiff,
fragrance,
and I'm like, that's osmanthus fragrance. And I look, and I'm like, there it is. There's the culprit. So, but there's been the encore azaleas down there are amazing.
Mine, the ones that you planted in my yard, have gotten so big, and they're blooming right now, just as pink as can be, dark pink.
Well, there's one group that I keep my eye on. I watched it last year, and I swear I got out of my truck one day and went and touched the plant, because this plant, it'll start blooming in August, and it was still blooming in February, and then it might have rested for a month, and then it was blooming from like March, April, May, June, and then it rested again in July. It's crazy.
You're talking about the osmanthus?
No.
A type of azalea.
I presume an encore. But it is the craziest plant around, and it's around a live oak. And so they do have, I have noticed they have irrigation for their lawn. But there's some neat stuff still blooming down there.
Maybe you need to take a cutting.
Yeah. And the camellias down there are stunning.
I bet.
They
are everywhere. But, you know, where there are some that are well established and taken care of properly.
Yes. So, and at the farm, the containers that mainly compromise of hostas have kind of gone dormant, gone to sleep. But, you know, I've been adding other elements to these pots. So there are, you know, ginkgo trees. So just to see the silhouette in a pot container is really pretty. Lots of maples in containers and in the ground. And then I'm starting to incorporate some evergreen ferns and just little doodads like that. So there's a little life out there other than just empty ceramic pots. But anyway, and I carried some of the foliage from the broccoli, big, long, nice leaves, into the chicken coop so that they could peck on that.
You got chickens?
My mama has five chickens.
What kind of chickens?
Got Aisa, Americana. What else?
Well, they have Latin names too.
Is that what we'd call a Rhode Island Red?
Looks very similar to a Rhode Island Red.
Well, we had Plymouth Rock and Rhode Island Red and some Dominickers.
Dominickers.
Yeah, you faced some Dominickers in state government too, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
And then we have the Easter Egger. Which I think is the gal that lays the green eggs. She's called a Easter Egger.
Yeah, there's what type of chicken is that lays tinted eggs?
And like speckled or
no? They have different. I mean, and I think the chickens are kind of different colors.
We got one chicken that does brown eggs. We've got two ladies that do a version of a light pink and a darker pink. And then the green egger.
No wonder they have Latin names. Aristocrats.
The green egger.
More
green
of egger. The Weekend Gardener coming up. It's 9:20. All right, we're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. Americanas chickens.
Got one Americana.
Yeah. They lay blue eggs. Do they lay blue eggs, yours?
Not blue, but kind of that green blue.
Maybe olive green?
Olive green, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this says the olive eggers.
I got the Easter egger.
Yeah. How about that? That's crazy. I was looking at some eggs that they produced, and
Do you realize what a psychological shock it is every time you gather the eggs? Because a chicken is laying eggs thinking, I'm going to produce some little bitties. And we come and steal them from them. And it's got to be quite a shock to them.
What is the term? I'm not up on my chicken terminology. What is the term when they...
Separation anxiety.
No, when they decided to stay on the box for days and days and days.
No sitting hen.
What is that called? There's a word for it. But we had a girl that did that.
Wouldn't get off the nest.
Yeah.
There are people sitting out there wondering what in the...
What is that called?
You had to steal the eggs. Reach up under there and she peck you.
Yeah. I just grab by a tail and pick them up. And put them
wait a minute. We're not supposed to do that.
Them chickens like me. They love my mom, too. She brings
I understand why.
She brings them rice every morning and give them bread.
Well, you bring some animosity into this thing. You're approaching it the wrong way, and they sense it.
They like me. They know my voice. They perk up and... sometimes I'll let them out of jail. I'll give them a get out of jail card. I was like, all right, you're free to roam. And boy, we used to let them out all over there. And they would get up on the porch and in the chairs. I'm like, we're gonna put a fix to that. They'd eat my vegetables. But we've got a nice large run. But they're some of the best spoiled chickens. I mean, they get fresh figs. They get fresh blueberries, they get tomatoes. I've got vegetables planted around their coop. They get sunflowers. So they loved the sunflower seeds. Yeah. So, I had big, nice sunflowers all around the garden, their garden. I plant them on the west side so that by the time the peak of the sun in July and August, they have shade. And I've got shade cloth over it.
Good gracious.
But, when those... That's it, Brody.
Brooding hen.
Yeah. Yes, that's
and
the
Jimmy,
word.
My friend Jimmy Lloyd said broody.
Yeah, that's what I. That was the word I was looking for. Thank you for
Thank
that.
Thank you, Joel.
But
losing my voice
when those sunflower heads go, lose their petals and go to seed. Oh my gosh! I take a head and I crumble it in the seed. They love it, and there's hundreds. So they have fresh sunflowers for about 2.5-3 months, and so they get a lot. They get cucumbers, they get cabbage, broccoli, they get all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
cornbread.
Now cattle, I remember sometimes your cows getting the Johnson grass, and the milk tastes that way. But I've never known no matter what a chicken eats, I don't think it impacts the eggs.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'll
now, this is not empirical evidence, of course.
Well, I'll throw in some cloves of garlic and see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. Just cook the eggs in a little bacon grease.
Woo.
That'll take care of it.
That's right. Sausage grease. Speaking of sausage, my favorite sausage in the whole entire North Carolina is Niece's Hot Sausage, and I can't find it anywhere.
I know some of the Nieces. They're fine people.
I went
people.
To school with some of the Nieces.
But
I
grew up with a Bass family.
So, I've had that.
Bass Farm sausage.
You had them down at Garden Hut one time, and I went and got a bunch of biscuits at Biscuitville or Bojangles somewhere, and then they cooked on my grill and made sausage, and it was real good. That's going to be my next go-to.
Well, that's store in Rocky Mountain now, so I'm trying to think of it where... Big John sometimes.
Oh, Reds? Is it?
Red and White.
Red and White.
Yeah.
Dorches.
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 Yes.
That's where they've got the Nieces. Loaded with Nieces.
They make their own sausage there.
Yeah. They do. Old people sausage. I like it.
Their favorite.
I love that place. Is that where you got those chocolate-covered peanuts the other week?
No, those came from Greene County.
Greene County. They were fabulous.
Yeah. They don't stick together.
My mama loves them.
Yeah.
She's about eating that whole bucket.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, golly.
Oh, Michael's already there moving his mouth like
I need to go to...
I love to go to Dorch's.
Yeah.
To that Red and White.
That's a lot of fun, especially this time of year.
And they're nice. And it's just fun. It is very fun. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Get you in the mood.
Right. 919-860-9783. Y'all talk among yourselves as my voice fades away. I don't know what happened here. It happens once in a while.
Chief announcer goes down.
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
Show will go to pot, won't it?
Yeah, totally.
No, none of that. Oh, here's Big John. Oh, we gotta wait for the news, Big John. So I'll rest my voice and
he might be in the parking lot with sausage.
He could be.
He makes a run to Dorch's all the time.
I'm wheeling around somewhere. All right, we'll be back here on WPTF. Back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here, along with Nelson Cox. And Brother Rufus has stepped out a minute, John. It was no reflection on you.
He said he'd be right back.
Yeah,
he's
always cutting deals, John.
Well, I know, my brother.
You all right?
Yeah, how you been doing? Happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody.
Yeah.
You too, brother.
Do you have a big time?
Yeah, had a great time. Right. How about Mr. Secretary? How do you say things been in Pinehurst?
He loved it. He's here with us now.
Yeah, he's back.
Is this BJ?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Secretary?
10-4.
John wants to know how your trip.
Have a good time.
Yeah. I'm trying to name the number of items on the buffet. At the Carolina Hotel.
You still having dreams about it? Or
I'm still having dreams about it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my Lord.
Oysters.
Mm. Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Salmon that came out on a plank where you could watch them outside heating it on the wooden plank.
Is that salmon or salmon?
I thought he said salmon. I'm like, who's salmon?
Yeah.
Salmon.
But it was a very fine trip and thought of you folks.
Yeah.
You and Miss Cheryl.
Cheryl girl.
Yeah, she's sitting here beside me, your executive assistant, Rufus. I want to say hello, good morning to you.
Boy, she's more than an executive assistant.
Yeah, she is. And also, her mom's here, Rufus.
Well, good. Good for mom.
Say hello to Miss Jean from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Well, Miss Jean, hello, and welcome to Raleigh. Stick around Thursday, and you can come to the Christmas party.
She said we're headed back tomorrow.
So, John, you been to Dorch's lately?
I tell you what, that's what made me call you. I had to tell you I love you, miss you, texting the mail and all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm ready for some of that air dried. I'm out.
That hanging air dried, I like it too, John. That's the best.
It is. How you doing, Nell?
I am good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, if anybody would have Nisa's sausage, it would be Dorch's.
I don't think Bruce would put it.
I think they only have their sausage, don't they?
Yeah. I agree with you, Mike.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you get some of that Dorchard air dried.
That's good.
Good stuff.
You leave it hanging for, what, 2 or 3 weeks, and it's good.
Yep, yeah.
Well, and the candy.
Bruce says he has people come in on 95.
Oh, yeah, busloads.
Going back to Virginia, going ahead to New York, and they'll bring coolers in and load the coolers down with the sausage and take it north.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and the candy that they have for Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's a lot of fun.
It's so festive and fun.
They got a train that's going around the store and all of that. Boy, I'll tell you, they're packed. Saturday, don't go there on a Saturday because it is packed. You won't be able to move around. But it's worth a trip down there if you like grocery stores.
I mean, every time I've gone, there's always a line back there. People are lined up.
Oh, yeah.
And they just, it's hanging, and they just wrap it in plastic, and they'll leave it all link to link, or they'll cut one section, two sections, whatever you want.
Yeah. And the ham.
Hey, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
I got Ms. Jean Combs here. Wants to say hello to you. That's your executive assistant's mom.
Well, hello, Ms. Jean.
Hey, Rufus, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, and welcome to Raleigh.
Yes, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
We certainly did, and did you ride the train up?
No, one of my sons brought me up, but I'm going to ride the train home. John's taking me to the train station.
Well, that's great. I'd love to ride the train to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm sorry I can't say hello to you in person, but please have a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Miss Jean.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
Yeah. All righty.
Sweet Jean.
Yeah, everybody loves Miss Jean's daughter.
Everybody loves Cheryl Gurley.
Everybody loves Cheryl.
She's a class act.
Yeah. So.
Well, she had a good mama to raise her.
She obviously
did. That's right.
Did.
She's the best.
Yeah. So where's Miss Jean from?
Louisville, Kentucky, originally, but she lives in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. That's a right smart drive there. Takes a while
to
get there.
Well, I could say. Her son brought her up, and we're going to take her to the train station tomorrow morning and get on back to Charlotte. Then I'm going to get ready for my show, so and the beat goes on.
Yeah, that's fun. It's fun riding the train to Charlotte. It's fun riding the train anyway, but that's a good trip to Charlotte.
Give us the call numbers again, Big John, of your famous radio station.
They're an NCNN affiliate.
You know, 46 years. It's hard to believe I've been doing this on Sunday afternoon, but right now I'm at 105.5 WFKA, and that's in Sanford Tramway.
Did you
guys know where that is?
Did you ask? Yeah, they're an NCNN affiliate. Did you ask your boss if the fiddle guy, Charlie?
What now?
The country music star.
Willing.
Charlie.
Charlie Pride?
No. The fiddle player. Devil went down to
Devil
Georgia.
Devil went to Georgia, yeah.
Oh, Charlie Daniels.
He's
from Leland, North Carolina.
Yeah, but he worked, I think he worked at that station. I know he worked at a Sanford station.
Is that right?
And I think that was the station. But ask your boss about that.
I will.
If you have a boss.
Devil went down to Georgia.
Yeah. I don't know if you have a boss or not, John. You may be the boss there, too.
I paid the cost to be the boss, baby.
Yeah.
No, I'm just a spoke in the wheel, Mike.
Well, I know how that feels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's all good.
Well, you need to come up here. I'm losing my voice, John, so you need to come up here and handle this show.
Well, if I knew you had some air-dried link sausage, I'd make a beeline to you right now.
Well, I'm sorry I don't. Well, we got to take a break, John. You take care.
Break. You guys have a great one.
Bye, John. Bye, Cheryl. See you Thursday.
Nelson, Secretary Mike.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll be back here on WPTF. It's 9:39. All right, we're back here on WPTF. It's 9:43. Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Nelsa Cox. And William is in Raleigh. William, good morning. Hello, William. We have William? There we go.
The niece's product. I had a roommate. He was from Newton Conover, and he loves fried what he called liver mush.
Oh. I have never had any liver mush, but I know that some people really like it a lot.
Yeah,
I know Nieces has that. Bass Farms, I don't think, ever carried any of that.
My dad liked the Nieces liver mush, but I'm going to say I
pass. Nieces and the Basses are fine people.
Yes.
Oh. Newton Conover, huh?
Yeah,
that's
up there in Dale Earnhardt country.
Certainly is up there one time.
In fact, his... name was Isaac, and I think it's Danny Isaac was his cousin.
Huh.
And yeah. I think Danny Isaac died of a heat stroke after a race one time.
I remember one time Jim Valvano and I were a judge of a Little Miss Newton Conover contest, and we sat there about 2 hours, and Valvano said to me, "Do they keep going around in a circle?" He said, "This is the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life."
Yeah,
Little Miss Kitten, Little Miss Puffet, Little Miss Muffet. He said, this is the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. I said, well, you're down south, boy.
Well, I mean, was this this at a racetrack? Or?
No, it was just at
the town. They go around in circles,
the town of Newton Conover.
Just like in the races.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
William, you're thinking about Bobby Isaac, who died. He had a heart attack.
Okay.
At the racetrack. Great driver. Great driver.
Bobby
Isaac. So, yeah. So you like sausage?
Well, my roommate, this fellow was my roommate. And,
yeah.
He loved what he called fried liver mush.
Yeah. Do you like that? I think we had a conversation years ago about liver mush, Rufus.
Yes, we did. Well, yeah. It comes along with fried. It's pretty good on light bread and Nelson mayo.
Oh, my gosh.
And a big tomato slice.
No.
That's edible. Yeah.
And Nelson's going to have a spell when you start talking about all that.
That sounds like what you'd put on meatloaf.
Mayonnaise?
Oh, absolutely.
Mayonnaise?
I don't know anything mayonnaise is not good on.
Wow.
Mayonnaise and a big slice of tomato.
Yeah.
Standing over the kitchen sink.
And bacon. That helps.
White bread.
Yeah. I don't know. It just gets too mushy and all of that. I'd rather have a heavier bread. But you got to have the bacon. Well, William, I appreciate you bringing up liver mush. I'll probably have nightmares about that tonight.
Yeah. I always remember my roommate. He, actually, he was the valedictorian for Newton Conover High School.
How about that?
For some reason, he couldn't make the 800 on the SAT to get into NC State.
Oh, wow.
But he told me he graduated number one in his class and number two in his class in civil engineering.
Where was that?
I don't know why he couldn't take tests or something, but he couldn't.
Oh, there are people that way.
800.
Yeah, that's right.
But they let him in because he's valedictorian.
Yeah.
And anyway,
and he showed everybody
with Harvey Gantt.
Yeah.
How about that,
William? Do you remember Mr. Lewis Waddell, who was an attorney there at Newton Conover?
No. I wasn't from there. I'm from.
That's his roommate.
Oh, okay. I thought you were from Newton Conover.
Yeah, this fellow was my roommate when I was living in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, William, I hope you had a nice Thanksgiving, and we appreciate you calling.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. You have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye. Whew, liver mush. All right. 919-860. Well, that would be a terrible combination. Kale and liver mush. So, Nels, let's get back to the plants here a bit. And I'm trying to do you have daphnes anywhere, any of your properties?
I do.
Will they grow at the coast pretty well?
They probably will. I haven't tried any down there. So.
I mean, they like good,
well-drained soil.
Well-drained soil.
Yeah.
Certainly.
A little drain down there.
Yeah. I'll have to try one down there. But I have one that I actually put it in a pot, but it's one I got in Willa Springs, and it's one of the newer plants being promoted as one of the J.C. Ralston Select plants. So it's a daphne that its feet can allegedly tolerate a little more moisture than some of the straight Daphne odora species. So looking forward to that. I can't remember the history of where this one was selected or came from. I'll have to look into that here in a minute, but it's done well, so it's doing well.
Rufus, you
budding up.
How many do you have now?
I have three, and I have gone on now for going on 10 years.
Wow.
Oh, they're getting big then.
No death.
And you've got one in the back corner that just...
No, it's in the front. It's okay. In the front of my house, and it's just the oddest thing.
Peeps around from that bush.
I have the Mahonia. It is halfway around the Mahonia.
Yeah. Well, our friend Colin Willoughby, former district attorney, has the largest Daphne Adora I've ever seen, and... We used to go to his home prior to the Chitlin Club gathering to go over a strategy and decide who gets tried before the high tribunal. But it's the most magnificent Daphne I've ever seen. And I told him, I said, I hope you don't talk to it, look at it, do anything. He said, no, I have listened enough to the Weekend Gardener radio show to know to ignore it.
Well,
by all means.
I know that he listens, because I was covering a murder trial many years ago, and he was actually the prosecutor for that one. And right after the conviction, he walked out. I interviewed him about the case, and of course, introduced myself, and then he started talking about the Weekend Gardener. He listens to the Weekend Gardener. It was very surreal.
Yes.
Spending hours in there with a murder trial, and then we were talking about the Weekend Gardener. But, here is a photo, Nelsa, of that.
Ooh, that is gorgeous.
Daphne.
Wow.
It surrounds
phenomenal.
That.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's gotten a little taller. I'm going to have to, we're getting ready to have our house painted here in the next 2 or 3 months. I'm going to have to cut a little bit of it back in toward the house part of it. It extends out.
That shouldn't be, any time you abuse it, that sounds like what it likes. So go ahead.
It likes to be abused?
Well, when you, yeah.
Okay.
Well. Ignoring it is abuse.
Oh, okay. Well, I do ignore it. I have always ignored it, although I prize it. I'm thankful that it's there. And everyone should have a Daphne. Everyone should learn to grow a Daphne. Have you ever been able to take a cutting and grow other Daphnes?
I've never tried.
Well, I'm sure you'd be able to do it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's back in the day, I used to do a lot of cuttings. And when I say back in the day, back in the 80s, early 90s, but... having, you know, being more in retail, it was harder to keep my interest up, you know, just being so busy to tend to cuttings. I mean, it's a whole different world. But I will tell you, there's a guy, Sam Allen, and he used to have a nursery called Tar Heel Nursery, and he was the Daphne expert.
Yeah.
He came from Texas A&M, and that's how most of the Daphnes that locally came to you from all of our garden centers came from him.
And he retired or something?
He did.
And there was a big panic in the industry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't know if anyone's filled that niche. There's a guy called Jason Stevens, and he actually was worked with Sam, and he's got a nursery, Superior Plants, over towards the Johnson County, I want to say Dunn, Benson, somewhere in that area, Four Oaks. I can't remember exactly, but... Phil carries some of his plants, and I bought a few of his plants the other day from her. But he's supposedly a pretty good Daphne propagator.
Wow.
So
let's take a call from Rob. Hey, Rob.
Good morning.
Rob Hales. You? Rob Hales, the author.
Yeah, well, I'm on the worst seller list.
I have Food Chain right here.
Rufus' book is coming out.
I have. You want to know when Rufus's book is coming out? Rufus, when is your book coming out?
Well, Rob, we're hoping after the first of the year, because I only get to work on it a couple hours a week, and it's not going to be a big book. I think about 200 pages, but I've been telling people the title is "I Finally Got a Few Things Right, Bring Back Civility." And it's amazing how people talk about that. News articles all the time. There was an article in yesterday's paper of the News Observer about maybe if people dressed a little better on airlines, they'd be less cantankerous. I don't know what that meant, but
I saw that.
Bunch of slobs. If you're going to dress slobby, you're going to act slobby, I guess. But I'm thinking after the first of the year, Rob.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have to tell you, I have employed your civility. We share a thought about civility in that I've gone to the coast and gathered 2,000 or 3,000 people at the time just to do the Pledge of Allegiance and sing the national anthem.
Wonderful.
Very cool.
And, oh, man.
And people that don't know each other love it. They come up with tears in their eyes. They're hugging each other. It's unbelievable.
That's great.
Civility is the one thing we really lack.
Yes, and it's so easy to perform civility. It's so easy to be decent and kind. I've often said, my grandmother used to say, you got to work at a frown.
I like it.
And smiling is easy.
Yeah,
well, Rob,
it is.
Rob, you say all of this, and then you write these books about giant bugs.
Well, that's not the only thing that's giant, as you know, but I'm not going to talk about that.
Yeah. Now, Food Chain, Rob Hales. Yeah. Pick up a copy on Amazon.
By the way, I used to live in Longview, and I learned to eat liver mush up there. It's really good. You put onions and mustard and hot sauce on it.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff to cover it up.
Yes.
Yeah. it's like the southern version of chopped chicken liver.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's getting rough.
Yeah. Melissa's mother made the best, and Melissa made it the other night for Thanksgiving. It's a type of dressing that incorporates some chicken livers. Just specks of them.
Oh my goodness!
But it was so good until I said it was right. No. I knew, but I bit into a little bit of chicken liver, and that kind of messed things up. I had to wash it down real quick. But otherwise, it's the best dressing. Yeah. So I cannot warm up to liver of any type.
Well, you could go to Fuller's in Fayetteville or in Pembroke, and you could totally forget chopped chicken liver.
Oh.
Well, have you been to Fuller's?
No, I can eat a gizzard. They got gizzards? Fried?
No, they have 5 or 6 gondolas of country-cooked vegetables.
Well, that's good. So it's vegetables, the country vegetables.
No, oh, yeah, they cook all... if you've ever had rutabagas, that's where you go to get rutabagas.
Huh. How about that?
Oh, man, I do like me some rutabaga pie.
What's the place called again?
Rhubarb pie.
Fuller's Barbecue. It's right down there across from Paraclete, you know, on 401 between Fayetteville and Rayford, and then there's one in Pembroke.
So is it vinegar-based barbecue?
Yeah, they also have barbecue. They have everything. Everything. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I encourage you to go there when you get a chance. Thank you for talking to me.
Rob, take it easy, buddy.
I'll let you know about the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care,
okay,
my friend.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye. Rob Hales, very talented guy. Nice man.
What an imagination.
Oh, I'm telling you, yeah. Food Chain. It's an incredible book, a novel. If you like to be scared,
more of
the Weekend Gardener coming up.